Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Hello, Wetoto family. Welcome to church today. And we're going to dig deeper into our theme for 2025. But before I do that, please allow me to celebrate some things that God is doing in our midst. You know, just this past week, a lady came, a mother came to the office, and I didn't meet her, but she sent me a video of a testimony of what happened to her life when she watched the cantata. She got a stroke and half her body was paralyzed and she was bedridden and depressed. And her children decided, you know what, mom, you've been in the house for too long. Let's get out. Let's go so you can watch the cantata. And so she came, and while she was watching, a light has dawned, and we were praying and believing God to drive out darkness. Here's what God did. She was completely healed. She says after prayer during the cantata, she began to smile. Her children watched her, and the part that was not active became active, because God is an awesome God and He's a healer. And I just thought I wanted to celebrate that. But also this past week, we had our young people, teenagers who were at a MOF camp. And I mean, we had to close the MOF camp for registrations. It was packed. There's no venue that can now hold the numbers of young people that are eager to come to the camp. We have over 2,000 young people at camp, turned away quite a few. But here are some of the highlights. And I was at the camp. We had 200 young people say yes to Jesus, 170 said we want to be baptized, and one of them was my own son. And that just blesses my heart. We believe in the young people, and we're going to continue reaching them. And I mean, parents were letting me know how already their young people were impacted at camp, and I want to celebrate that. But one big one as well. We crossed our miracle missions offering target of $1.5 million. Thank you, Wetoto Church, for being faithful. And I know some of us are still bringing it in. You know what? I want to challenge you. Let's break a record this year. Let's give. In fact, if God can allow us to reach $2 million, why not? All to advance God's kingdom. So I thought I would celebrate that with you, Wetoto family. And as I speak, we had some challenges with clearing our tracks for our missions. But right now, our mission trucks have arrived at downtown, and we have to do some final clearance with URA, and then we'll be ready to reach our schools as soon as the term begins. God is so good. The final one, because I could celebrate many things, is that Nakweru, we're getting ready. We had a little bit of a challenge on the access. It wasn't big enough. We have just signed for more property to expand our access for Nakweru. And all of that is because you're generous. And we thank God that, hey, we are seeing Nakweru begin to take shape as we plan to launch it later this year. God is so good. You know, I share those testimonies, and there's many others, as evidence of the fact that our God is always at work. So no matter where you are and how you're starting this year, 2025, I want to assure you that God's not done with you yet. And so because He's not done with you and He's at work, we can step into 2025 bold, strong, and courageous. And that's our theme, and I want to dig deeper into it. So Lord, anoint Your word today. May it be a blessing and an inspiration to us as we continue to look ahead to what You have for us in 2025. I thank You in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Joshua chapter 1. And I'm going to read the first 11 verses from there, because that's where our theme comes from. The Bible says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, The Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them. To who? To the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people. He said, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. What an amazing portion of scripture. And these are instructions that God is giving to Joshua after 40 years of the children of Israel wandering around the desert. Why? Because they didn't believe God's promise, and there was an entire generation that God couldn't let get into the future because of their mindset, because of their unbelief. And so for 40 years, as they were wandering, that entire generation died off, except for those who were under the age of 20 and two men, Joshua and Caleb. Why? They had a different spirit, the Bible says. They were bold, they were strong, they were courageous. Now, as we reflect on that portion that I just read, I want to just bring out the theme from that portion. We see in this text that actually God starts his instructions to Joshua by giving him a bold vision. What is a bold vision? It's a compelling picture of the preferred future that ignites passion. That's what bold vision is about. This is what God told Joshua. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. So here there was a promise that God gave to Moses, and now God is telling Joshua every place your feet step, you are going to take it. And then God starts to describe the vision. He says, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea and the west. God begins to describe the extent of this big, bold vision that he was giving Joshua. He described the extent to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, describing exactly that future. That was bold vision for Joshua. And then, after starting by giving Joshua a bold vision, God begins to build strong conviction in Joshua's life. How does he begin to do that? Because, you see, strong conviction means a firm and unshakable belief. And so, God begins to reassure Joshua. As he builds conviction in Joshua, he says to him in verse 5, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, So I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. What was God doing? Building conviction. Assuring Joshua. So he says to Joshua, be strong. Let your belief be unshakable. Let it be firm and courageous. And then he says to him, you, Joshua, will lead these people. Building a conviction in him to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. Then he says to him again, so be strong. Have that strong conviction and very courageous. And then he says to him, because he's building conviction, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left. Stick to the word. That's what he was telling him. So that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this word in your heart. Do not let the book of the law depart from your lips. Always keep it on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. God was building Joshua's conviction and helping him how to have strong conviction by sticking to God's word. So God starts by giving Joshua a bold vision, and then he builds strong conviction in Joshua. And finally, here's what God expects of Joshua. He expects Joshua to be a leader of courageous action. What is courageous action? It's a moment of decision to do something. The moment you say, I'm stepping out in the face of fear or challenges, that's courageous action. It's the moment you move your feet. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong. I've already given you vision. Be strong. I've already built your conviction. Now I want you to be courageous. Do not be afraid to make a move. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So what did Joshua do? He moved to action. So Joshua started by ordering the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan. That's a man of action. That's courageous action. And he's saying, hey, we are going to cross the river. We don't have boats. We have nothing. But we are going to cross because God has already spoken that we are going to move and take possession of the land that he has promised us. That is a man of courageous action. So this portion really shows us that God's instruction to Joshua and the Israelites before they would step into their promised future was to start by giving them a bold vision. God describes it for them. None of them except Joshua and Caleb had seen a little bit of it. Because leaders always tend to have vision. They see that future and then begin to invite others to see that future. None of them had seen it. So God paints the picture for them of the kind of land and the extent to which he wanted them to inherit. And then secondly, he builds conviction in them. He assures them how he's going to be with them. He assures them to stay with God's word and then expects them to be people of courageous action. So Joshua says, come on, guys, let's get ready. We've been here for 40 years. It's time to step into the future. So that's how it played out for Joshua and the Israelites. What about us today? In 2025, for Watoto Church and Watoto Family, what does God want us to know when it comes to our theme, bold, strong, courageous? What does he want you to know? What does God actually want you to do? What does God want us to do? I want to spend the next minutes diving into that, because that's where the crux of the matter is. When it comes to bold vision, that compelling picture of the preferred future that ignites passion in our hearts, what does God want you to know? Here's what God wants you to know. He has a big vision for your life. I remember having a conversation with Gary, our founder, and I asked him, Gary, man, Watoto is so big. When you came in 1983 and then started the church in 1984, did you see all of this? Here's what Gary told me. He says, you know, Jules, God spoke to me and Marilyn to come with our family here to start Watoto Church. I knew it would be significant, but I didn't know it would be this big. That's what God's vision is like. It always goes beyond what we can imagine. That's God's vision. And that's the kind of vision he has for your life. It's bold. And God, in his word, says, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Everyone, young and old, the old will continue to dream dreams. The young will see visions. Listen, you're not too old to have dreams. You're not too young to have vision. God has a vision for your life, a picture of your preferred future. So I want you to know, my friends, that bold vision comes from God. It does not come from you trying to plan or design a future. It comes from God. And I also want to say to you, my friends, that God's vision is not just about you. It is ultimately linked to God's grand purpose for this earth. That's why it's big. It's always bigger than us. God is looking for people who are willing to embrace his picture of the preferred future of this world he created. A redeemed world is what he's working towards, and he wants to do it through you. Of course, he wants to bless you along the way and bless your work. You see, my friends, without vision, people perish. People have no direction, no inspiration, no drive, no hope. People become victims of their past failures or successes. So God wants you to know that he has a big vision for your life, a big future for you. He has a big future for us as a church, as a country, as a continent. So what does he want us to do? One, he wants us to discover it. If you don't know the vision God has for you in your life, man, discover it. He has a vision for your family. He has a vision for your career, for your business, for our communities in which we live. He has a vision for our nation, our continent, our world. If you don't have clarity this year, man, don't continue living life with confusion. He's not a God of confusion. Ask him to bring clarity. You see, when it comes to God's bold visions for our lives, he unveils them one layer at a time. Because if God showed us the whole picture, we would be scared. We would be scared. It would be so big it would scare us. So God looks for us to be faithful with whatever picture he gives us. But it is always bigger than you can imagine. Maybe you already have a vision. He has the good news. Review it. Take it back to God. He can always expand it. Some of us have lost track of the vision God gave to us. It's time to rekindle that passion for that vision again. But the big one God wants us to do this year, write it down. Write it down. I was reading that 83% of people don't even have goals or vision. 14%, they have plans, they are not written down. Only 3% have their visions written down. And this same report says when you have your vision written down, you have 42% chances more likely to achieve that vision or goal that is written down. And that is in the West. Now, when it comes to Africa, we don't even like reading and writing. It's probably worse. Watoto Church, I want every single one of us this year to have a vision that's written down for your life, for your family, for your career. Listen, if you're a cell leader, write down a vision of what you want to see your community look like. Write it down. And next week, campuses are going to share a bit of the vision for their campuses. But as Watoto Church, as leadership, we are going to sit together and pray. We want to hear from God what the next 25 years look like. So we are coming up with Vision 2050 for Watoto. I mean, we could do 2100, but we want to go quarter century. And we'll be sharing with you as God unpacks it. So bold vision comes from God. Now, let's talk about strong conviction, that firm, unshakable belief. Here's what God wants you to know, my friends. Strong conviction is based on God's presence and God's promises. Strong conviction. God wants you to know that you are not alone. He assured Joshua, I am with you. He's assuring you that you are not alone. We are not alone. God is with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Who can stop the plans that he has for us? No one. God wants you to know that greater is he who is in you than he that's in the world. That's God's presence. And when it comes to his promises, heaven and earth may pass away, but not God's promises, not his word. His word will remain. We can count on God's word. And when we are assured of the presence of God on one side, and on the other side, we have the promises of God through his word, we become unstoppable. We start to live with a realm of possibility. That's why Joshua and Caleb would tell the rest of the Israelites, they are giants in the land, but we can take them down. Why? We have the promise from God. We have the presence of God. That's true for you when it comes to 2025. Have this firm belief, unshakable, strong conviction that, hey, your God is with you wherever you go, in the boardroom, in the negotiation, in the classroom, while at home, in the community, in other countries, wherever God takes you, he's with you and his promises are right there with you. I love what Jesus says in Mark 9:23. When you know about the presence of God and you know his promises, here's what Jesus says. As far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes, the person who has a strong conviction. Wow. Without conviction, we're easily swayed. Without conviction, we easily give up on our dreams. Without God's word, we become lost in this wild world we're in. But when we know his presence and the power of his promises from his word, boy, we have conviction to keep going. So what does God want you to do to build your conviction? Get back to God's word. This year, make a commitment to become a person of God's word. It's called scripture engagement. You don't just read it, but you research it sometimes to find out the meaning of what you've just read. You begin to meditate and think about it. You memorize it and begin to apply it. That's what God is calling us to do. Because as we engage with scripture, conviction starts to build. We start to pray scripture, the promises of God. We become aware of his presence. And that builds strong conviction in our hearts. So we start to face the world, not just anyhow, but from a point of conviction. Knowing who is with us, knowing what he has said. So believe his word. God told Joshua, let it not depart from your mouth. Speak the word of God. Share his word. So God wants us, my friends, to cultivate a lifestyle of reading his word and prayer. Because when you do those two things, you'll become aware of his presence. You'll become aware of his limitless power. You'll become aware of his promises that they are yes and the amen is said of us. And we'll begin to live with the conviction that everything is possible. That bold vision God has given to you, you begin to see possibility. We do equip streams here at Watoto where we help you to learn how to read God's word, adventure it, how to interpret God's word. Get engaged. Join our equip streams. Join our adventure and prayer. Learn how to pray. Our school of community leadership. Learn God's perspective on leadership. Watoto 360, putting roots on our young people before they go into university. Because when they are there, they're not just students who don't have God's word. They are so rooted. And they won't be diverted by all these winds of doctrine going around. People who know God's word and his promises, man, they become unshakable. They have strong conviction. And finally, when it comes to courageous action, what does God want you to know? Here's what he wants you to know. Courageous action is always in obedience to God's word. That's where we derive courageous action. If he said it, we believe it and we do it. Courageous action is based on faith. It's based on faith. And listen, my friends, faith without action is dead. And without the kind of faith that is backed up by action, it is impossible to please God. So, my friends, courageous action pleases God. The moment you decide to make a move, God also says, I'm going to make a move on your behalf. And when we move in the natural, God will move in the supernatural. That's why he's expecting us to be a people of courageous action. For Joshua and the children of Israel, they came to the Jordan. It was in flood time, and we're going to be unpacking the book of Joshua. God said to him, hey, take the first step in the water and watch what I will do. I mean, by faith, they took the first step in the water. And when they stepped in the water, God parted the waters and they crossed on dry ground. Courageous action that is based on God's word in obedience to his word always attracts the supernatural power of God to do what we can't do on our own. Wow. So God expects us to be people of courageous action. And without courageous action, all our dreams are daydreaming. All our visions are wishful thinking. Because you gotta make a move. You see, I talked about the fact that God, when he gives us a vision, we need to write it down. Writing it down says you're serious about it. And then when you get God's word and his promises and his presence and build strong conviction, the next thing you naturally must do is to start making a move. So, what does God want you to do when it comes to courageous action? Three things. Very simple, and I learned this from a book I was reading. Very simple. Start where you are. Start now. Don't postpone the fulfillment of the vision God has given to you. Start where you are. Secondly, use what you have. Many of us say, when I get, then I will. No, what is in your hand? Use what you have now. That's courageous action. Little is much when God is in it. And he's waiting for you to be faithful with that. And thirdly, do what you can. There's something you can do. Never fall for the lie of postponing your dreams and the vision God has given to you. Courageously act. So start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. And never despise days of humble beginnings. So I thought I would just unpack some of that based on the book of Joshua chapter 1. And here's what I would like you to be. I'd like you to be unashamed of the vision God gives you. Be bold about that vision. Write it down. Share it with others. Be undeterred in your convictions because you know who's with you and what he has promised. I want you to be unafraid of taking that step. Listen, some of you are so afraid today or as a cell leader to make a move and see your sales grow. For some of you to join a small group. For some of you, you're afraid to start obeying what God has already told you. Come on. Be unafraid. God told Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Make that move. Be unafraid of your next step. These three attributes, my friends, they will release your fullest potential. They will launch you to experience the greatness of our God as we together inherit our promised future. It is a big one. Let's be bold. Let's have bold vision. Our future requires us to have conviction. So let's have strong conviction. God is with us. His promises are true. We have his word with us. And you know what? Let's not stay on our seats. Let's stand up, make the next move with courageous action and watch the supernatural, the impossible give way to our God of all possibilities. Be bold, be strong, be courageous. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@wototochurch.com.